The Indigenous Peoples Global Summit on Climate Change continued today in Anchorage as the group moves toward tomorrow's release of a declaration and action plan. Today, the United Nations General Assembly President, Reverend Miguel Díaz-Coto Brachmann, spoke to a packed room of international representatives, many in full regalia. Díaz-Coto Brachmann said the UN has worked to elevate the rights of Indigenous people worldwide through its permanent forum on Indigenous issues and the adoption of the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People in 2006. He says the world is beginning to recognize the importance of traditional knowledge in mitigation of climate change because Indigenous people are the first to feel the effects.
The Indigenous peoples of the Arctic witness the unprecedented thawing of permafrost and the melting of their glaciers 30 years ago, even before the world was aware of climate change.
Díaz-Coto Brachmann said it is a bitter irony that those who contribute the least feel the greatest impacts, but he says Native peoples are resilient and have gained substantial knowledge and experience in the process.
They also have contributed significantly in keeping carbon under the ground as a result of their struggle to stop devastating oil, gas, and mineral exploitation. They save the carbon in the trees because of their fights against loggers and deforesters.
He called for ensuring that rights of Indigenous people as laid out in the UN Declaration be respected and implemented.
This includes respecting the right of Indigenous peoples to have their free, prior, and informed consent obtained before any climate change-related project is brought into their communities.
He also called for full Indigenous participation in implementing and evaluating climate change policies and programs. He says it's time for clarity on the relationship between industrial nations and developing ones.
You know, those who are subsidized by the third world project themselves as benefactors, and the ones who subsidize them are made to look almost like beggars. So this is the time, this 21st century, to call a spade a spade.
Díaz-Coto Brachmann said a meeting in June of all 192 UN member states will address the global economic and financial crisis and its impact on development. He says he hopes the discussions will bring about needed change.
And for rethinking our relationships with Mother Earth, including our sustainable patterns of production and consumption. I believe that we need, and most people want, healthy societies that are not driven by hyper-consumerism or the obsessive accumulation of wealth and dominance over others.
Díaz-Coto Brachmann said the world needs a reorientation in the direction of social and ecological solidarity.